الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers, young friends in Islam, and sisters who may be listening over the receivers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity every Jumu'ah to discuss some aspects where we require some sort of rectification, improvement, enhancement. There are plenty of things that we have as an ummah, as a community, which we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate the institutions that we have. We need to celebrate the scholars that we have. We need to celebrate the organizations, the halal authorities, the commercial institutions that run their activities on the principles of Islamic economics. We need to celebrate all of these things, and it is important that we celebrate them, because when we celebrate them, we recognize and we remember the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. It serves and helps us to improve. And therefore, we need to recognize and celebrate all of these things. But usually, on a Jumu'ah platform, we try and discuss some aspects where we need improvement. And the congregation should never feel that these maulanas are only here to attack us, or they are always negative, they always speak about the ills of society. That is not the objective and the purpose, to just highlight the ills. As they say in English, there are plenty of aeroplanes that take off and land every single day, but none of those aeroplanes hit the news. It's only the aeroplanes that crashed, like the one that crashed on the Kashmiri border, that hits the news. It's only the aeroplanes that crash that hit the news. And therefore, sometimes it may appear as though a lot of negatives are spoken about on a Jummah occasion, but the purpose and objective of that is so that we can enhance, so that we can improve. Because there are whereas on the one side there are many aspects of our lives that we need to celebrate, there are many, many, many more aspects of our lives in our communities that we need to work towards enhancing and improving and getting better at it, because otherwise we will tear apart the very fabric of our societies. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed me with the opportunity to be engaged with various sectors of the community. And therefore, from the questions that we receive, from the people that we meet, from the disputes that we handle, from the mediations that go on in our community and society, it pains us many a time to see the way we behave, the way we interact, the way husbands behave with their wives, wives behave with their husbands, the way business partners react to issues, the way business partners or suppliers and customers engage in the business that they engage in, the way brothers and sisters engage when a parent passes away and we have to distribute the inheritance. Some years ago, there was an incident where the dispute between the heirs was 80,000 rands. Each of the parties had spent 30,000 rands in legal fees already, each. And they're still not prepared to reach negotiation. Not prepared. And the statement that comes out is that, Maulana, it's an issue of principle. It's not the money that we're fighting over. But when you hear them around the table, then it's far more than just the principles that they are concerned about. So there are many aspects of our society. Just the way we say things sometimes, the tone with which we say things, the words that we choose when addressing or highlighting an issue, makes all the difference between how a person is going to react. There was a king who saw a dream once, and I often mention it to people, in which he saw that all his teeth had fallen off. And one of the interpretations of that dream could be that a person's relatives are going to pass away. So he called the interpreter to interpret that dream, and that interpreter said to him that, "O king, this is a very concerning dream. What it means is that if all your teeth fell off, all your relatives are going to die before you." So the king became upset. He was bewildered. He was depressed. That what sort of a interpretation is this? And he said that, you know what, if all of my relatives are going to die before me, then why should I have you live, who gave me such a dreadful interpretation? You can go to the gallows first. And he went off, he was sent off to the gallows. And the king called the next interpreter. And that interpreter interpreted the dream as that, "O king, it's a wonderful dream. It's a beautiful dream. What this dream means is that you are going to have a very long life, longer than all your other relatives. You are going to have a long life, a life longer than all your other relatives." And the king hailed him for the wonderful interpretation, and he hailed him for being positive and optimistic and all of these things. But did he say anything different from what the first person said? He said exactly the same thing, but it was the manner in which he said it that changed the perspective. It changed. And that is what we need to learn as husbands, what we need to learn as wives, what we need to learn as son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, what we need to learn as people in the community, as business partners, how we say something, how we communicate with people, just natural and normal etiquette and tarbiyat that is there, but it takes a lot to learn it. So there are a number of issues that we have as a community that we need to celebrate, and a number of issues where we require a lot of tarbiyat with regards to. And that is what I thought we should discuss and speak about. Not only how we speak, how we react, what we do, just on general tarbiyat. What we need. From the time we are born, in the verse of the Quran Sharif that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He caused us to be born in this world. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. None of us knew anything. Nothing at all. None of us knew anything. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And from the time we are born, it's a learning process. I'm not giving you the verbatim translation of the verse of the Quran Sharif, but from the time we are born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with faculties through which we keep on learning. We keep on learning. Through our eyes, through our ears, through the faculties of intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, through the Quran Sharif, through the ahadith, through divine knowledge and intervention, we keep on learning. And the day we stop learning, that is the day we have stopped enhancing. And therefore, as young friends, as parents of children, we need to be very concerned about not only the tarbiyat of our children, which very much if you look at in our communities, we are found lacking. It is not enough for a parent to just have a child and send him to school or madrasa. That is not enough. It is the responsibility of the parent to spend quality time with those children, which aids in their tarbiyat and their upbringing. It is the responsibility of those parents to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tarbiyat and the well-being of those children. And this is very much part of tarbiyat. Far too often we are seeing in the interactions that we have, in the incidences that we have, that we get our children married, we send them to school and we feel that we've done what was meant for to be done. We have done adequate. But that is not adequate. It is not sufficient. One parent told me that, Maulana, every day my child gets up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, then you must be having a very terrible sleep and you must be not be able to function in the mornings because your sleep is getting affected every night. So he said, no, not at all, Maulana. I said, then what do you do? He said, I just give him the iPad and I turn the other side and sleep. So if the iPad is going to be the babysitters of our children and devices are going to be the babysitters of our children, then what sort of tarbiyat and what sort of community and society are we bringing about and are we contributing towards? So it is the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they found it necessary to guide their children. They did not leave the guidance of their children to others, to schools and madrasas and so forth. They found it those children who were born in the household of nubuwwat and prophethood. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and one of the hallmarks of his life was that he used to guide his children towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other anbiya ali, am kuntum shuhada id hadara yaqub al maut id qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. Were you present at the time when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was in the throes of death? He called his children, 11 of them, and he asked them that, who are you going to worship after me? These were children that grew up in the household of Nabuwat and Prophethood. And yet Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned about their tarbiyat, their well-being, their upbringing. He's concerned about it at the time of death. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He teaches us, He mentions in some of the verses of the Quran Sharif in which He speaks about the qualities of the true servants of the Most Merciful, Ibadur Rahman. Towards the end of all of those verses, after mentioning all of these verses and these qualities of these true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that they are those servants who, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that they supplicate and they beseech and they beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good and proper upbringing of their spouses and their households. Of their spouses and their households. That they cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the number of divorces that are taking place in our households, amongst our young. Many of them because of petty issues. Things that if their parents got involved, they would have been able to guide them and help them and assist them through the initial stages of marriage. But they choose to be aloof. We choose to be aloof. We think that it is sufficient that we've gotten them married and we gave them an education. Or not given them an education. We sent them to school. Giving them an education is something else altogether. Sending a child to school and university and madrasa is different from giving them an education. Giving them an education means making their tarbiyat. And if we just had to guide them through some of the things that in our times, I'm speaking about, I'm still very much like the son of many of the elders sitting here, but in the time of our fathers, many of the things that was normal tarbiyat that used to be acquired because we used to live in extended family systems, automatically people used to pick those things up and it used to become very much part and parcel of their lives. We should not think that if we've sent our children to live on their own, those common things, those normal things that we picked up because we lived in a, you know, there was a support structure in place and we lived in a common household, and if there were any faults, then one person used to correct the other. There were 13, 14, 15 people living in a household. Those things are not there anymore. Those things are not there anymore, and therefore we need to teach. We need to, they say nowadays, common sense is not that common anymore. So it is the little things that we need to help, we need to guide, and we need to consider it to be our responsibility. So there are marriages, there's drug issues, there's alcohol issues, there's so many things that are there that we cannot afford as a community to sweep under the carpet. And we need to guide our children, number one. Number two is, we need to guide ourselves. We need to find a guide for ourselves as well. Because we don't have it all. We don't know it all. And we should never think that we know it all. We need to have some sort of guide for ourselves, for our spirituality. We need to appoint someone as, like nowadays, some people go for exercise and they have a trainer who trains them. And some people choose to call a personal trainer home, whom they call a personal trainer. Don't we have it for our physical bodies? We need personal trainers for our spiritual selves. For the way we react and speak to people. Just for the... And we need to divulge... Like how we have a medical practitioner to whom we divulge every medical fault that we have. Every problem that we have, medically we will divulge to him so that he can do the correct diagnosis. Like that, we need to have spiritual leaders, and they will help us to navigate through this turbulent life of ours that we have. Meri sahal ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Meri sahal ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Tera haath haath mein jo aa laga to chiraagh raah ke jal gaye. That my destination became easy for me. Meri sahal ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. That the directions of the winds have also changed now. Tera haath haath mein jo aa laga. When I took the hand of my spiritual guide in my hand, to chiraag raah ke jal gaye. Then the lights of the road all illuminated, and I was able to find and see my destination very, very easily. Wallah, brothers, it is a time in which every one of us, it is not safe for anyone to go through life without a personal spiritual trainer. We must have it. I thought long and hard about what I should speak about today. And after much contemplation, a lot of pondering, a lot of things that went through my mind, this was the be-all and end-all, the limit of what I could come to, and the message that I wanted to give today is that we must find for ourselves a spiritual guide and spiritual trainer to help us navigate through life. We need it. And the more we are going to delay, the more backward we are going to go. That spiritual guide is going to help us in our tarbiyat, which wallah, there is a lot of lack of. We need it. I'm not saying that I have it. I also need a spiritual guide. But I'm appealing to all of us, including myself, that we must acquire a spiritual guide for our tarbiyat, and thereafter follow what that spiritual guide says to us. But the first step in that is acknowledging that we have a problem. If we're not going to acknowledge that we have a problem, if a person is never going to believe that he's ill, he's never going to go to the doctor. And sometimes we don't go to the doctor because we have, you know, he's going to send us for an operation or for this test and that test, and a lot of other things are going to... These spiritual guides that I am speaking about, there's no ulterior motive, there's no additional tests. He's just there to help you and guide you through life, any aspect of your life. And I want to appeal to all of us, young and old, please, 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 do not delay in this regard. You will find life will become far much easier. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say and mention, he said, and I'll just terminate on that, he used to say, Hakim Akhtar, he used to say to our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he says, yo to deen aur shariat ke ahkam bade mushkil maloom hote hain. That normally if you have to navigate through life, adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they appear to be difficult. But, he used to say, when you have the guidance of a spiritual guide, that not only does that path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become easy, but it becomes enjoyable as well. Then it's fun to tread that path. But we must have a spiritual guide who is adherent to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who himself has been through the path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause our tarbiyat to take place. May He rid our societies of the ills that are there. May He solve the problems, the issues that are there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to speak how He wants us to speak. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وخذ بنواسينا للبر والتقوى وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.